Blog Talk. Lettuce? There's no sound coming over if you can hear me.
Okay, we are all in the queue now, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Seems to be working now.
Okay, but...
Okay.
Huh.
So you should start over, Lily. Right. Okay.
Okay, you're
good.
Yeah, you're good to go now. So, sorry, folks, we had some technical issues here.
No, we sure did. Now if I can just get up my article again...
Well, have a great show, everyone. They've got some
really
great information for you, so hang in there and have fun.
Thank you,
Nina. Oh, I can't get the article down. Tina, start talking. I can't get the article back up now.
You guys have been tuning in every week for Linus and Tina. Sex Chronicles. We pray that you guys have been entertained, and we pray that you have retained this information. We have used humor, but we have tried to give you knowledge as well. So it has been very informative and fun for us to bring this to you. So we thank you all for joining tonight. Linus has some really good information, and she was just stating some facts. Tonight's show is entitled Does Size Matter? And she was just stating some facts about 11,000 participants and the size of the average participant's penis. Said some really funny things. And, you know, it's just from our perspective, you know, just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, we're just the voices for some women who are a little introspective and reserved. And who may be thinking it, but they're not saying it. But we will say it, because I'm a Sagittarius. So we're basically outspoken. Linus is a Capricorn, so she's handling the business part. So I'm just waiting for her to drop the knowledge so I can just add my little funny, which is a little icing and the cherry on top. So we pray that you women are informed. And, you know, we're not really shy about sharing our experiences with you guys and just enlightening you guys. And, you know, just for women, you know, sex is something that has been taboo over time. But we're just giving a little wisdom and a little fun with it. So, again, we thank you guys for joining us every week. It has been a pleasure. I really thank Linus Gaia for allowing me to join her. And we have just had a great time. So we pray that you guys just...
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Tina. Now I'm back. Oh, God bless
you're
you,
welcome.
Tina.
All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So I'm just going to go through a little bit, and then we're going to go to women, because it's about 6:15. Oh, and let me say this. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. It's 6:15 on the West Coast, and it's 9:15 on the East Coast now. 85% of women were satisfied with their partner's penile size, but only 55% of men were satisfied. Notice anything? The women were much more forgiving. It says, in a world of supersized cars, jobs, meals, and just about everything else, it's hard to stop thinking about whether bigger is actually better for everything. Men are competitive when it comes to their ability to satisfy women, and unfortunately, after years of locker room comparisons, the go-to source of pride or shame is the size of that with which they're working with. Okay, so does penis size really matter? Hell yes, it matters. You'd be shocked
absolutely
to find out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to go here. Let me go right about here. Okay, it's all in your head. Okay, it's time for some scientific facts and figures to put to rest some of the outlandish myths circulating about whether or not penis size matters and what's normal for the vast majority of men out there. A comprehensive worldwide study of more than 40 y'all independent penis size research projects, damn, undertaken since 1942. It's now 2015. Has come up with a general penis size guideline. With over 11,000 participants, the survey puts the average erect size of the adult penis between 5.5 inches to 6.2 inches in length, and 4.7 inches and 5.1 inches in girth.
Oh, hell no.
If the science doesn't do it for you and you're still wondering, does penis size matter, then the study also took a look at the perceptions of size and asked more than 50,000 heterosexual men and women how they rated their own size or the size of their partner. Well, they found that 85% of women were satisfied with their partner's penile size, but only 55% of men were satisfied. The women were
so
much more forgiving.
Are you saying 55% were satisfied with their own penis or with sex?
No, with their own size.
Okay.
Their women were much more forgiving and didn't feel they were dealing with inferior goods if they weren't being bulging with porn star worthy penises. chances are that women within measuring distance usually have better things on their mind. And finding a ruler. If they don't, penis size probably shouldn't be your first concern.
No.
Okay, well that's that one. So let's get to
the
women.
Okay, so can I
that's
interject? Wait,
yes,
can I interject on that? I have a lot to say on that. Well, I really appreciate whomever did those studies, but wait a minute. You have more to say about women? Because I have a lot to say about that.
No, we'll get to women after you finish. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had that many penises, but in my experiences, in my two long-term relationships, they have been extremely large, like maybe like 9 inches, the size of the remote control. So, you know, I really didn't know that much, and I'm quite sure there are some individuals that are listening to the show, and your parents really didn't talk to you about sex, and you maybe, you know, found out on your own as you became a teenager. You know, some people are shy about those things. And I just, you know, found out like from trial and error. I never went to dick school or penis, you know, took any penis classes. But in my experience, if they had one, I signed up for one. Lindas, I think we need to make a periscope. I think we need to get ready to get some rulers and bananas, and I think we need to show this because what happens is, and I think we really should have put this information in there about the Karma Sutra. They were saying that, you know, there are different sizes. There are different sizes for women, you know, the canal. And, you know, hopefully there are some gentlemen that can call in that can tell us, because I'm quite sure that those men with the little penises, they're able to satisfy certain women. You know,
somebody.
Maybe certain women have a, yeah, maybe certain women have like a, you know, 4 or 5 inch, you know, to where their cervix is. And then that's my measuring stick. The penis should be able to hit the cervix. And I think that's what they've, that was one of the, themes of like the Karma Sutra and tantric sex, because that is how like women can get orgasms too. Now, I'm quite sure maybe we'll get into this a little later, but you know, when you're having sex regularly or missionary, a woman should be able to receive an orgasm from the man's penis, you know, touching her cervix. The penis should be a certain girth, you know, hitting the walls of the vagina and, you know, hitting the Bartholin glands, and it's just supposed to be a natural flow, like a hand in a glove. So what we're saying is that, like, I know that, like, my shape, I think I'm not like a horse. I forgot what it was saying, but I know that I like athletic men, like really big men, and like that are like kind of like football players. So the experience I had was the nine inch hit my cervix. Not that I'm a whore or anything like that, but for some reason that hit my cervix, and I just wanted to stay with that. So I'm just thinking, I mean, I probably would be disappointed if I ran into a 5 or 6 inch penis. I'd probably tell him to stop and let's pray, because something's missing.
let's stop and pray.
You know, obviously, if the penis mission, we shouldn't be doing this. This is the Lord telling us, get your lives together. So I don't think we need to be doing that. If you got like 3 inches missing. And I did say to a gentleman, because I'm pretty outspoken, and I ended up, you know, I've been out of a relationship with the big penis man for 2 years. So I figured I'd just give myself a chance, and I'll, you know, do like 1,000 crunches a day, you know, to give myself a chance to give somebody that may not be as well endowed a chance. And I just messed up. I was long. But he was like, my boyfriend of 11 years was like 9 inches, whereas this other person is like a best hot dog. So, I mean, he's nice, but, I mean, some inches were, I mean, you know, some of the girth was missing. And we actually had a conversation, and I was like, your penis is kind of small. And he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, the girth, like, it's like, you know, somebody stuck your penis in like somebody stuck your penis in a carrot grazer, like a grater, like something was shaved off on the side. So I just said all that to say that it was still enjoyable. And I did orgasm with him like 12 times, and I did orgasm with the other guy 12 times. But I would think when people talk about different positions and things like that, that a person that is not really up to par in the penis department probably would have to do, you know, a whole bunch of different things. So that's just my experience on that. But I think, because just like now, did you see it, Lennon? They have the Ashley Madison. That is a website for cheaters and spouses that wanted to cheat discreetly. And they have, I don't know, 4 million, something like that. And anyway, some hackers stole that information. Yeah, so the hackers just stole the information and put all the spouses' information up there.
Oh, my God.
They just put all the cheating. So I'm saying, I think they need to get like a little BDC, a big dick community, and I think they need to leak the little penises and the big penises, because I think they need to be on different parts of the world.
Well, let me give let me give a few little statistics. Women feel more satisfied than men about men's size. A survey of 25,594 men, two-thirds of them rated their penises as average, exactly matching what the women said about their partners. But women were only half as likely as men to call their man's penis small, and were more likely to call it large. Now, this is their statistics. Men who call their small, 12%. Women who call their man small, 6%. Men who call theirs large, 22%. Women who call their man's large is 27%. Okay, so got a ruler. To most people, penis size implies length.
Implies length. Some 24 studies have measured it. Most measures on the top side from the pubic bone at the base of the penis to the tip of the gland without pushing the ruler into the gut or pulling on the shaft to stretch it. The results are the flaccid penis is 3.5 inches long. Small flaccid penises grow more to erection than large flaccid organs.
What? You said the little ones get bigger.
Erections
who said that?
Only.
Who lied? whatever.
2.5% of erections.
Whatever. Dick is dick. They lying.
Listen, 3.8 inches of girl got me howling. 13.5% are 3.8 to 4.5 inches. 68% men are 4.6 to 6 inches long. 13.5% of the men are 6.1 to 6.8 inches long. And only 2.5% are longer than 6.9 inches. Ironically, among women who said they care about size, fewer care about length and girth.
Wait a minute. All the 2.5s, please call in. But all the 2.5s, please call in and press 1 right now. Thank you.
The taller the man, be all you can be. The taller the man, the longer his arms and legs and penis. But according to the
survey, that's not true.
No. Compared with the shortest men, 5 feet 2 inches, the tallest, 6 feet to 4 inches, reported feeling only slightly more satisfied with their size. Weight is another story. Now, I know that's true for men that are overweight or they got big bellies. The slimmest men are much happier about their penis size than men who are obese. This makes sense because as weight increases, the lower abdominal fat, pad grows and envelops the base of the penis, making it look considerably smaller.
I agree, plus you can't be riding nobody punching the penis like a punching bag to try to get some dick. No, that's true.
Want to make the most of what the good Lord gave you? Forget all the pills and the potions, guys, that they advertise on the internet. They're just cynical frauds, okay? To be all you can be between the legs, lose weight, but do it for yourself because there's an 84% chance that the woman in your life is perfectly happy with your penis as is. She lying to you.
I believe that now if you have the penis size wouldn't matter. It's according to the woman and where they are because for the most part, we're loving and we're nurturing. So we're not going to hurt somebody's feelings. As I stated before in a couple of episodes earlier, that what a woman can do, because I suggest you do a hand size very early on, because men with big penises, they have to wrestle their penis. So I don't know about that erection. That was a man that wrote that article. Because penises don't have to go like slinkies. They don't grow no 4 and 5 inches. Dick is dick. I think it just, fills up once the blood. Now, we're going to break it down. Now, once the right and left ventricles put the blood into the penis, it shouldn't have to inflate. I really wish that you would have stated those facts of how much it erects because big penises are just big, even when they're not erect. So that's not really true. I'm thinking that's something that they will have to say because I'm assuming that that's probably difficult once you're in the moment and then the penis got to step up and it's showtime. I mean, I know it's a little nervous. But for the most part, with women, we're not going to say anything. Like, I wouldn't say anything if I really loved that person.
Okay, yeah, because I want to get to that point. What if you're married to someone and, what I was just thinking about were people that have arranged marriages and you don't know what that man is like. He doesn't know what the woman is like. What if she gets with him and she feels like she's not satisfied? What do you do? You're married to
him. Well, if she's a virgin, she'll know. Yeah, but if she's
that's
a virgin,
true.
She really wouldn't know.
That's true. If
she wouldn't know
what virgin,
the experience. Yeah, but it was a lady, I think I was telling you before, that just divorced somebody because she said her husband was too big. They had 3 kids, and she said it was too big. She divorced him.
Oh, my God. Well, maybe because
a Nigerian
she had a small
woman.
Vagina. Okay, well, maybe I'll she might have a small vagina.
Did you? I'll
you want the big dick to go
here.
on tour.
Big fetuses have appointments because that's a show. I told you, when it's showtime, they show out. Like, I mean, when you work hard, you know, you come home, you know, some women, we're independent, but I mean, having a big penis and for, you know, future reference, ladies, that's an experience. And I mean, that is like, I would say that's one of the things that defines them as a man. Yes, you are a provider. Yes, you have a mental strength. Yes, you are a king. But when it's in that bedroom, that's something that you really can't control. I mean, you should just be able to ride the tip and come. So, I mean, ladies, it's a whole different experience. So don't listen to these little penis people and their mentalities. I'm not saying try every dick in the neighborhood, but I'm just saying it's two different experiences.
Yes, it is, because I was with a man once in my life. It was like a telephone pole, and I cut that short so quick. Mm-mm.
You need to get your life together, because that's nice.
No, it's a difference between a scream and a moan, girl. There's a difference.
Well, I fell out of steps when I was little, and I hurt my back before. So when I went to college, I met this guy named Big Dick Nick. Oh, my God. His penis was on the side of his leg. And when we had sex for like 2 days straight, you know, just young and dumb in college. He must have shifted one of my vertebrae. I couldn't even move for 2 days. So, ladies, that's why the Jamaicans be like, womb shifter. Womb shifter. Ladies. I mean, I said, we don't need nobody tilting your uterus up this motherfucker because you need your uterus. We don't need no penises giving hysterectomies. But I'm just saying, girl, look for the womb shifters. Remember that, lady, womb shift us. Carry on, Lennon.
and also remember, too, that if your man is satisfying you, truly satisfying, you're going to lay there and enjoy that. If you're not satisfied, you jump up out the bed and go take a shower and, okay, let me see, I need to make a grocery list, I need to pick up this. You're not doing your job, baby. Because she should
be there for at least
another 15 or 20 minutes just relaxing in the ambience of the love, of the feeling.
Yes, if she touch her phone or think about her Facebook status or Instagram, brother, go home. Just pack up and go home.
It ain't there.
Oh. But the little penis guys, they knew that before they got there, because I was telling y'all before that somebody sent me a fake penis picture, because that's one of the big things now. For some reason, they think, you know, when you tell these the little penis men that they have big penises, they want to send penis pictures that you didn't even ask for. And somebody sent me a fake penis picture. So then when we had the discussion, and I'm like, oh, you're the size of a remote controller. He said, no, I'm not, with his low self-esteem answer. Why would he even put himself in that type of situation? Because when it was showtime, I've been abstinent for almost 2 years. So after he talked me into, oh, I'm going to marry you and you're my wife, and after he said all the right things mentally, when it was showtime, I almost broke his little penis. And I almost felt bad for him because he shouldn't have told the ticket that his behind can't cash. I almost broke that little dick. He gonna whisper, I'm only 5'4", he's 6'1". Talking about, it don't take all that. You shouldn't have eaten. What is this? You just call somebody that can handle this. I don't take all that. I almost called the big dick nigga over, like, let me show you how it's done.
How this is supposed to work.
How this is supposed to work, because I don't know what you're thinking about. I mean, and I don't even have sex like that. But, I mean, when it was time for it, it was totally different. And actually, I guess I almost did break it. I feel bad for him. But I'm back abstinent again, because I don't have time for that.
I know that's to play games, and men shouldn't do that. And you know, as we're talking about penis size, man, quit sending pictures of your penis through the internet or Twitter or Facebook. Quit that, because you know what? If it's not true what you're sending, or you're trying to be funny, you're going to be quite embarrassed if you do have a relationship and get to that point. And that woman is looking down because you don't send this picture of this log, and all she's seeing is kibbles and bits. Okay, so quit sending the picture out there.
But
let it be when you are with the woman.
But they send it because they send the pictures. First of all, they have the pictures on standby. All they waiting for you to do is say good morning and send the picture. And the reason that they send it is because they're visual, so they think that we're visual. First of all, nobody want to see the penis. We want to feel it. Nobody want to sit down and daydream about no penis all day.
Nope.
You will never look at my Google search and see penis. I'm not Googling no big penis. Now, to feel one, yes, but I'm not going to stare at one all day. But that's what they like to do. So I would assume,
you know,
like, even another thing.
Go ahead, honey. No, go ahead.
Another thing, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, Madam, forgot my mind about big penises. Go ahead with your thought.
No, I was just going to say yes, and now we're seeing all these different things because with men are physical and they're visual. So to get into a relationship, you know, that's a requirement, but that's what they like. They like little nasty pictures throughout the day and things like that. That's why I would suggest that you have a spiritual connection with the man first. Like, I would suggest that you pray with him first and show him that you're a respectable individual so that it's not just about sex, because if that's the case, they're going to be receiving 5 or 6 vagina pictures a day. We don't need that. And then they'll do that, and they have little penises. They'll do that
and
with
also
little penises because they got big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got big dick mindsets. No, if you have a little penis, have a little penis mindset. Now go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just gonna say. Well, yeah, I was agreeing with you in part, but it was something. Oh, my mind is running too fast. I need to slow it down. Talking about this because I'm tickled. Also, taking effect too about a man's penis if he has any health issues, because that's important. You know, like if he has diabetes or a heart, because he doesn't have to be old. There's young men in their 40s that have heart problems or diabetes problems. So think about that too, because that also shrinks a man's penis, is his health.
Oh,
so.
And please be circumcised.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some women, they don't care whether it's circumcised or not circumcised. I think circumcised is better because it's cleaner and it's less germs for the man and the woman if he's, you know, having intercourse. But that's just me. And you feel that way, too. But, you know, there's some women out there, they don't care that it's uncircumcised.
I only had one circumcised penis. It was big. But I didn't realize that his parents did him a disservice by not having that happen. I didn't know. I mean, I just, you know, realizing now that it wasn't circumcised. But, yes, please be circumcised. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, but
for
they
sure.
have to be healthy. That's something that you should talk about, too, because something have, I heard of somebody having balls that were, like, really big. I don't know what that's about, like, swollen balls. What is that? The balls was bigger than the penis. Now, I don't know what that was about.
Let me read this to you. Contrary to the reassuring catchphrase, size does matter, penis size may matter in bed, which we've been discussing, but only for some women and for certain types of orgasm. A new study finds that women who have frequent vaginal orgasms are more likely than other women to say they climax more easily with men with larger penises.
Yep.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Women who tend to prefer vaginal intercourse over other types of sex also say the same researchers. So male anxiety about penis size may not reflect internalized cultural arbitrary masculine stereotypes. Yeah, like all brothers are big. But as an accurate appreciation, that size matters to many women, just as men feel legitimate anxiety when they enter the mating market about their intelligence, their personality traits, sense of humor, their social status, height and weight, and other traits known to be favored by women across cultures. Well, that's true. I mean, also, we can talk
agree.
About
I agree.
Go ahead, honey.
I know that I've heard that African men are well endowed. I met one, I didn't sleep with him, but his penis was ridiculous. Now that was true, and he was very slim, but he had a super duper penis.
Well, you know, another culture is Samoans. Those men are large and in charge. That's
really?
Another culture. Yes. Samoan men, they are large and in charge.
Yeah. Really?
Mhm. But that's just their culture. All the men, even the young men that are 14 or 15 years old, they look like a grown man. I mean, we had an incident here in Washington where this teacher I won't mention any names, but this teacher was teaching. Mary had four kids. She had sex with this 14-year-old Samoan young man and ended up going to jail because, of course, because it's rape. But his penis was so big that her husband couldn't satisfy her, so she got hung up behind this young man. Well, she had to go to jail twice. She even the third time, because she snuck the second time and had sex with him in a car and got caught. So the third time she went to jail, I think she served about 3 years. But during that time, she came up pregnant twice by this young man. So they have two little girls. Her husband, her first husband, has divorced her, and they've moved out of the city or either out of state with those four kids. So now her and this young man are together. He's in his 20s now. And they have two daughters. Yes, they ended up getting married.
She's together with the kids? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
she's wrong
married.
For that.
They are married. Mm-hmm. But he turned her out, that little 14-year-old. No. Never, ever. But he turned her out. A grown ass?
That is a big disclaimer. That is crazy. Even looking at a child. Yeah, but no, there are enough grown men that send penis pictures out for her to know from the beginning. So, yeah, scratch that. But, yeah, yeah, you can find out. Oh, wow.
But there's something going on because while we're talking about teachers, do you know last year they had a lot of incidents in schools across the nation, quite a few teachers having sex with their male students. So something's
going
to write
somewhere. Oh, they're crazy. Risk on the job and lose it. I think that something is wrong with those women psychologically to abuse having that much access, you know, personal access, doing homework, being close to that person. You don't violate that parents' trust. You don't violate the Board of Education's trust. You don't violate anybody's trust to do that to a child. That's wrong. And if they're lonely, they shouldn't be in that field, or they need to go fill that emptiness with God and spirituality, or go get their old man. You don't do that to children. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you totally. But I just wanted to tell you, when you were talking about size and the different cultures, I know Samoan, you know African men, so yeah, that, you know, they're large and in charge.
Yeah, but
I'm one of those women that's average. Oh, you know what,
you like
Venus, this is what we should talk about. Average, a little up from average, just a little bit. But you know what we need to talk about, since we're talking about the size matter? You're a young woman. So from your point of view, because I'm much older than you, so my thing about the penis is a little bit different, but agreeable with you. So how do you feel as a young woman?
I believe in love first. I believe that it has to be a spiritual connection. I believe that you should wait for God to bring the people together because of the ramifications that come about once two people become one. Once you have sex with anybody, you become one in the spirit. And you just said that even with that lady and that person, they really became one. And, you know, despite all of that dysfunction, they were married. That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
What I believe now, just from experience, because the big penis almost made me lose my faculties, because that was an experience that I never really had before. And I stayed with that person for a really long time. I would suggest for anyone listening that you really pray with that person first. I mean, sometimes your hormones may come into play, and loneliness, but I think that you should, you shouldn't really be like in places by yourself with that person until you really find out who they are, because women they tend to be a little more emotional than men, and sex is just a physical act for a man at first until he really gets to know you, or it's according to what stage he's in his life. He could just be wanting to have fun, you know, in their 20s they just want to have fun. You know, it's according to what their family background is, and then they may be ready for a family. So that type of gentleman, again, it breaks down psychologically. And as a woman, what I do want to say, too, is that you don't want to have too many sexual partners, and you don't want to do too many things, because when you find that man that loves you and you have that, I mean, it's just a feeling that you can't even describe. When you find that person that you want to marry, it's like you want to give them everything for the first time. It's a double standard as opposed to women and men. Like, when you love that man, you will really want to be just like it's like you really almost want to be a virgin. You really want to be a virgin to, you know, satisfy that man so that you guys can enjoy each other. fortunately and unfortunately in this culture, you may not find that, but it's according to the energy that you put out. But I would suggest, even in my experience, that it's a form of self-disrespect to have sex without really being committed or having a conversation or working towards marriage, because if that means you don't know where he is, you don't know once he's conquered you or what the experience was, he may go and mess with somebody else. And then that's not good for you, because now that woman could be connected to that man, and he's like, hey, it was just sex. So yeah. Sex is very serious, and you don't know what emotional things that woman has going on and how she feels about that man. So we're joking about this, and this was a really funny forum, but seriously, I would suggest that a woman saves herself for a man that deserves it, because it is a beautiful thing when you do find love. And again, you want to experience it. And I mean, looking at each other's eyes. And then it's like, when you have sex with somebody and become one with them, you could be with one person, but you could be thinking about how the other person touched you. So you might have had a big penis person that wasn't good. Then when you give it to the average size person who really loves you and wants to be there for you, you might be thinking, well, hey, he's not satisfying me. And that's what some women do, and that's how they mess up some really good men.
Okay, well, the perspective from the older woman is this. I think when you get to 50 and up, you kind of look more for the stability, security, than you do for the penis. But when you do have sex, you do want the man to satisfy you. Let me put it like that. For at my age, it doesn't have to be real big. I can understand Tina when she's young, because heck yeah. But older, it's not that important. It is important that you know what you're doing to satisfy a woman. You're 50 or 60 years old. And hopefully you have some size and girth, that you're not that 3.5 inches, but more like 6 and up. So I want to say that. But we look more for companionship, you know, and you spoke about that too. Oh, let me say this while I'm talking about how we feel. As you get older and 50 and up, you don't share how good your man is in your bed or what he does for you. And I'll tell you why. Because that girlfriend that you thought was your BFF is behind your back trying to fuck your man. So, you know, you could just say, hey, anybody got it last night? Raise your hand. That's all you're going to get. Raise my hand. Yep, got me some last night. And leave it at that. You know, don't tell, because when you start telling other women, then they're going to start coming down like, well, she said he was really good. I wonder if I could get that. You know, and you'd be like, where's your respect for me? Where's your honor or dignity? You know, you just, because I told you about him, you decided to go after him. So that's one thing I've learned. And it's good for young women, too. Don't tell your girlfriend everything. You'll be at the point, like, get your shoes out in the yard. You know, they're throwing the shoes in the yard trying to get the man's attention. So that's one thing. But anyway, getting back to age, as you, God bless you, honey. As you get back to age, we just look more for companionship. I think from 50 and 60 and maybe 70, I don't know. I can't speak about that, but I can't speak about the 50 and 60. That, you know, we just want companionship, to be loved and cherished and honored and all that. And like I said, just have a decent penis that we can enjoy. But hopefully at then it won't be about the penis, because the man should have learned by then how to satisfy a woman, that intercourse is the very last thing you do. That's what I have to say. Miss Nina, did you have anything you wanted to bring up? Let me ask her, because she's been married. Miss Nina's been married, y'all, 41 years. What would you like to say, Miss Nina? Oh, guess not. Tina, you still there? Tina?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I guess she didn't have anything to say. Okay, but anyway, penis size does matter when you're young. It's important. When you're older, just know what you're doing, whatever that you have. Like I said, hopefully you're at least at 6 inches. So... And as Tina said, you know, if you're a big dick man, go on tour and make appointments.
They know that feeling when they see the eyes roll back and the leg. Big dick men know they on it. They on tour because the one I met is nice, and I mean he's a family guy, but I mean he cooks dinner or for his kids on time every night, and I'm sitting there like, oh, he's a nice guy. As soon as I saw that penis, I was like, I guess so. I see why. All right now. Yeah. But he talked his way into coochie though. He gave us the virtual penis, and he talked equivalent to a big penis. So, yeah. But
I'm gonna be honest. When I was young, like Tina, I dated this guy for 3 months, suited and booted. I love a well dressed man, y'all. Suited and booted. So when I care about you and I have a substantial interest, I'm not having sex with you. I really want to get to know you spiritually, mentally, and physically. So, okay, y'all, after 3 months, I said, okay, I'll give him some. When the prophylactin is bigger than the penis, it's all over with.
He shouldn't even woke up, put his clothes on, put his body in his car, put his key in the ignition, or put gas in his car and drove over there knowing that penis was loose. He shouldn't even, and then why would he even pull out the Magnum with hopes and dreams? No, he's wrong for that. You should have slapped him with your panties. You should have slapped him with your panties for even getting your hopes up high and dry.
Oh, my God, that is so true, because I waited. You know I was disappointed and mad.
Living a lie. I can't believe he drove that little dick. Oh, I can't believe he drove that little penis over to your house and passed the threshold, little dick A.
I'm telling you.
Give me his number so I can set him straight. He better not pull that little penis out no more. He better go and just be a minister and get his life, give his life to God, because that's all he is worth.
I am total
ass. The devil is a lie. I'm saying wrong for that. That penis is a lie.
Yes. We can't even pray on that one because it ain't going to grow no more. No. It's where it was at.
I would have slapped it with my penis and gave him Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech. It'll come over my house with that BS.
I know. Coming here and I done waited 3 months. 90 days, y'all. Every day waiting. Be good.
Yes, doing all this stuff. Well, that's why, again, ladies, I hope somebody does this. All you have to do, like, on the first, you know, first level, second day, you can joke with them. And you can just be like, hey, you know what, let me see. Like I told y'all before, the little penises are going to be balled up in there like some homework. And if it's balled up like that, don't listen to it rise. It's not yeast. It is not yeast. It is a penis. It is an organ. Now, the big penis ones will be laying to the side. Now, even most of the time, they really don't like drawers, but it feels like a ball. So you should be able to measure. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to make a ruler because you should be able to measure because some of them could be.
A penis ruler.
You know,
I've heard it all.
And I think I need to make a vaginal ruler, too. I mean, shoot, we want to be doing all these math problems. Look, you better do some problems for your coochie, girl, so you can be satisfied. And you need to say, now how long is your penis? Go get the ruler. I'm on the phone because now we want to be oo-vooing and Skyping. Pull your penis out. I'm looking. I'm listening. No, we ain't have no. Pull your penis, and I need you to put it on the side. Yeah, no, we gonna put. I need you to see your penis, and I need you to put the ruler on to it and bring it. Don't lie, because I'm gonna tell you the truth. Don't lie.
But listen, sometimes, Tina, you don't know, because the guy that was a telephone pole, I danced with him at the club most of the evening. Never felt nothing. Never felt a
but
thing.
That's
I
what
felt
I,
he was average. But when we got to my house and
yeah.
No, I was just saying, when we got to my house, it was an awakening.
Well, you are a fool, and you messed it up for the rest of us lonely ladies that's waiting for that opportunity. And you go, and somebody, he should have slapped you with his drawers that you came over there playing games. You knew you was out your league when you put your key in the ignition and drove over there. You was out of order.
I did not know this man was blessed like this.
You
I didn't know he was blessed.
You supposed to text You're supposed to take one for the team. You know how many cookies are crying right now?
Sorry, my team. Just I couldn't
me,
do it.
My coochie just told me hang up on you right now. She said hang up on
hang up on her. You don't know about the big dick.
Yes,
okay, some
big
folks need a dick sedative. Okay, some people need
a dick sedative. No, big penises is Reiki massages for the vagina. That's what it is, a Reiki massage.
A Reiki all. Miss Nina, go get
Reiki
you.
Massage.
A Reiki massage. Sometimes all of the time wants
massage.
Just a hug from a dick.
Grip a dick. Look, that's what you're going to make a nonprofit organization called Grip a Dick Society. Grip a dick and save a life today. Grip a dick.
Don't ride a horse, ride a cowboy, lady.
My coochie gonna write you an anonymous nasty email because you didn't take one for the team.
Well, I will compliment a friend of mine that I had sex with not too long ago, and I'm gonna tell y'all, he's not blessed like what Tina and I were talking about being blessed, but let's just say he's a little bit over average. That man knocked me the hell out. When I woke up, it was like 5-6 hours later, and it was 2:00 in the morning. I was like, damn, I was in the bed when that Negro left here. I'm still in the bed. I was like, damn, that was good.
Uh-oh, he's a big dick principal. Uh-oh, he's a big dick principal. All right now.
Nah,
he's a Reiki
he's
master.
Average, but he knew what to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a, yeah. But I Linda, don't you do that no more, getting yourself in stuff that you can't handle. You're wrong for that.
How did I know? I know now, but I didn't know then. But I was like, no. It was hurting. And I thought maybe, well, you know, I haven't had sex in a long time, and I'm pretty sure a lot of women are probably on that thing.
It's supposed to.
So I thought, okay, you know, it'll just hurt a little bit because, you know, back in the saddle again. But when he went to sleep and I pulled the covers up to look to see, I was like, oh, you gotta go. Come on, wake up. You gotta go.
It's supposed to hurt.
That's a telephone pole.
You know what, Linda? I'm coming over your house right now. We're gonna wrestle. Like WrestleMania.
No.
It's not supposed to hurt. It's not supposed to feel like the Q-tip after a pap smear. What are you doing, lady?
No, it hurt. There was nothing to feel
it's
good about
to
that.
Hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not. When you have sex, it's just so good. Not painful.
No, it's supposed to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. Mm-hmm. All the men with hurting penises, press one now.
And press two if you're average. And if
don't
you hit
you
the water, press
two.
Three.
If you hit the water, press 69.
Press 60, Lord Jesus. Yeah, if you hit the water, it's going out for you.
If you hit
yes,
the water,
indeed.
Please type in your address, and I will have the Uber at your house in 15 minutes. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh my God. Oh God, that is funny.
Tina?
Yes.
Okay, I'm back. I thought it was Shaw calling in. Now we'll go put her on because you and her both got that quick wit.
Yes. Anybody hitting the water, we will wade in the water together, and we will press the Uber. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll be singing Near Thy
nope.
Cross to Thee. Shit. Mm-mm. You'll be singing Amazing Grace. I'll be saying Near Thy Cross, Lord. Yeah. So, okay, well, Martina, we're down to 2 minutes, so let's wrap this up. Go ahead. No, I'll let you go first. Go ahead, because we got 2 minutes left, so we need to wrap up our discussion. Does size matter? part 5 in the L&T Sex Chronicles. Go ahead.
Well, we hope you had just as much fun as we have. We hope you have received wisdom in the midst of the laughter. Woo, God, because this was fun.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
And also, as Tina's talking, also, I just want to reiterate, folks, remember that health also has an effect on a man's penis and weight. You know, you want to be a little bit understanding if the man has any type of dis-ease issues or either if he's overweight. Some men can be overweight, tall, and thick. That's okay. But if they're overweight and obese and they want sex just like anybody else, you know, just think about it because you know they're going to come up a little short, but they'll have a lot of girth to...
Well, I would suggest dating somebody. I would suggest that dating somebody that is healthy and health conscious. You know, people who can't control certain things in their life, but I think that you should ask those questions pretty early on. Just like when you go to the doctor, they ask you about your family history. I think that you should be comfortable enough to ask somebody about an HIV test. When is the last time they were intimate? How many sex partners do they have? Because you really don't want to put yourself on the line. And these are things that you really need to know. Also, what I do want to say, too, is that women pay attention to how a man takes care of himself, and you should take care of yourself as well because, you know, when you're looking for a lifelong partner, you want that person to be here for a long time. I just had a neighbor whose husband passed away, and we've been here for at least 10 years, and the man was sick at least 10 of those years. I don't think I've ever seen him walk out the door, and he just passed away. So she spent a majority of her time taking care of him. I want you to know that there's power in your words, and you have the ability to ask God for what you want, the type of relationship that you want, and the mate that you want. You just have to have the faith that it's going to come. So most of this was jokes, but on the serious part, you have the ability to create your life with your words. And like I said, you want to save yourself for your husband. When that man comes that loves you, that will provide, that is emotionally, that has emotional stability, you know, mental stability and spiritual stability that will be your head, you want to be able to give that to him. So don't waste yourself on things and people that are distractions and that will take away from you. Because like I said, you could be with somebody else and you'll still be thinking about somebody else. And then you have to ask the angel, St. Michael, to cut that cord. So just be safe and make wise decisions in the midst of all of this joking and having fun.
Yep. Amen. Well, with that, we are off the air. The episode just ended, so...